We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The president of the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame, Jeff Idelson, kind enough to join us here, Joe Lo and Dibs, on 95.7 The Game. Good morning, Jeff. You must be feeling pretty good. Is this kind of like your Super Bowl week each year when you get to celebrate two, three, four, however it may be, new inductees into the Hall of Fame?
I suppose, or maybe Super Bowl week is akin to what we have going on. But yes,
yeah.
It's our big weekend and leads into July nicely. And, you know, three big names joining the two that were elected in December. We have a class of five come July 30th.
And Jeff, it appears that more and more players are getting more and more votes as this process goes forward. And with next year, all ballots becoming public, a lot of conjecture that even more ballots will be placed for players. Is this something that the Hall sees as a good development with more and more players getting into the Hall?
Well, what we want at the end of the day is a fair review, and we want to maintain the high standards of election. And right now we're in a cycle or an era where there's so many big names on the ballot that you're seeing a large number going in. I think we've had 12 electees over the last 4 years from the baseball writers. But when you looked at the entirety of baseball history, it's still really a tiny percentage to make it to Cooperstown. One out of 100 get there, and that number still holds true. So while we do have three guys this year and we're elated, it's going to mean a great weekend in Cooperstown. It still has the high standards, which is what we care about.
Jeff, when you, I'm growing up, you know, in the 80s and 90s and watching baseball and actually even being in the pros, playing in the NFL, watching Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire. I was playing in Tampa Bay at the time. Me and Mike Allstott would score a touchdown, and we would do the belly punch one another. And just baseball was just booming. You saw the home run derby, all the different things that was happening. You would run home and see who's playing, Sosa, McGwire, and seeing Bonds. When you look at that and you see Bud Cilley, a guy who was, you know over Major League Baseball, and see how baseball was dying, but he brought it back. He gets in the Hall of Fame. How much do you think that that's going to affect, you know, the guys that are accused of steroids? That's going to help their cause because the guy on his watch, a lot of these things took place.
Yeah, you know, I don't think it matters a huge deal. I've seen writers that are using that as I don't want to say an excuse or a crutch, but using that as part of their thought process. And, you know, that's fine. I mean, you want to use all the information you can to make your right value judgments. But, you know, if a guy gets into the Hall of Fame, it's got to be done on his own merit, not on based on what somebody else did or didn't do. And as it's gone, I think the writers have respected that. And, you know, if they want to use that information or it plays into their thinking, that's fine. But really what you want to do is make sure whoever's going in deserves to be there on their own merit.
President of the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame, Jeff Idelson, joining Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. I was curious as to your thoughts regarding the media, the voters, and how they're perceiving Curt Schilling. He's right on the bubble of being a Hall of Famer in the minds of many. Some feel he should be in, some feel he shouldn't, but the resume is there that it warrants very serious consideration, yet he's receiving less of the vote as time goes on, and some feel it may have to do with him being as outspoken as he is, his political beliefs, the way he handles social media. That's not supposed to be taken into account by the media. Does that concern you at all, that the voters are going outside the parameters for induction and using that as an influence or determining factor?
It's an interesting question, and the great thing about the Hall of Fame ballot is that you get 10 opportunities to make it in, and you hope that over the course of 10 years, whatever might be thought of 1 year and differently the next year, sort of evens itself out as you go along. It's hard for me to tell a voter what he or she or should not do, but you're right. A guy's body of work is what it is, and Curt has certainly not made it easy for himself by being outspoken, but it really has nothing to do with his playing career.
Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens taking significant steps up in the vote totals this year, and Ivan Rodriguez gets in as a first ballot Hall of Famer. Just looking at guys in that realm, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens in particular, as they look to be trending, do you see a time in the near future where those two were going to get into the Hall of Fame?
I don't know. You know, it's sort of a new horizon the last couple of years with an attrition to the voting body of those who are no longer actively covering the game. You know, combined with limiting the number of years you can appear on a ballot from 15 to 10. So it's hard to have a crystal ball, as I've had in the past, having been with the Hall of Fame for 24 years. I felt like I used to have a handle on exactly how voting would trend. But, you know, the guys who are trending up, not only them, but you look at Mike Mussina, Edgar Martinez, Tim Raines trended up in a big way over the last 2 years. You know, for guys like that, maybe it does bode well, but time will tell.
Jeff, I'm glad you brought up Tim Raines. I was going to ask you about him next. There are some that feel the major push that took place on the internet recently, the last 2 years, to get Tim Raines in had a lot to do with his induction. He got a lot of favorable PR from the younger generation of writers and analytic-minded individuals who felt that for so long, I don't want to use the term snub, but he may have just been overlooked in baseball's place in history. How does that feel to see that social media can play such a big role in the voting process?
Well, I think it's emblematic of the times we live in, and I don't mean that in a negative way or a positive way. It just is. And, you know, part of the reason that we reshape the voting body is it's important to have a peer review so that the voting is representative of the thinking of today. And so, you know, if analytics is going to play a bigger role in examining guys' candidacy, then all the power to them. It's emblematic of the times. And if that's what worked or has helped and is prevalent today, then so be it.
Jeff Idelson, president of the MLB Hall of Fame, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. The big news locally is the soon-to-be inducted posthumously Bill King as the Ford C. Frick Award winner. Can you give our listeners an idea of what the process was like and what role our own play-by-play man Ken Korak played in helping to lobby the committee to give Bill King this great award, albeit posthumously?
Well, you know, with all due respect to Ken, who I love, I don't think his lobbying had anything to do with it because Bill's career stands on its own 2 feet. And the committee members who selected him did so because of his vast contribution to the game. And as a Ford Frick Award winner, it's prestigious. I mean, not too many have won it. It's just a handful, maybe 35 over the awards history since 1978, since Mel Allen and Red Barber won the first time. And, you know, Bill is a legend in your area. I know that. And I'm just glad that I had a chance to get to hear him to, you know, do some games over the course of the years. And there's nobody more deserving than Bill. And it's a shame he's not alive to smell the roses, but I know how late his family is, and it's going to be a special weekend for them in Cooperstown.
Well, Jeff, on behalf of all of us in the Bay Area, A's fans in particular, thank you for making that happen for Bill King, because it definitely closes the loop on something that's very important to many people out here.
Well, no doubt, and I know Bill's smiling somewhere and probably has some kind of a fun comment that he'd want to come to life.
Jeff Idelson, president of the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame, with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Jeff, very enlightening conversation. We appreciate your time. Thank you so much, and hopefully we can catch up with you again down the road.
Okay, sounds good, gentlemen. Have a nice weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.